irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, July 2nd, and we do appreciate you joining us this week because we know people are going out on vacation, and if you still have time to listen, why, we're very grateful. Danny is on her way up, but I'm joined by a very good friend, probably one of the best friends I have, except we haven't socialized outside of here too much.
No, we haven't.
Yeah. That's Jim Christina. I don't know why the volume is like crazy. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm pretty. Yeah, now it's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it too loud for you or what?
You could probably turn my headphones down just a skosh.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah. All right. That's better. That's good.
You know, we try to do this before the show, but there's always surprises because people touch the equipment the day before, and then you come in and it's weird, you know?
Yeah, and Jim likes to run his mouth. So,
yeah, Jim likes to run his mouth. But nevertheless, we have a connection, and Jim has been hosting the show here for a long time. Writer's Block.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about that one.
It's a show we talk to writers, screenwriters, playwrights, all kinds, biographers, just everybody who writes for a living or has written a book or two books or five books or 15 books. And we kind of get their ideas on writing. And the show is geared towards new writers. So they listen in and get some good tips.
Right. And you know what you talk about. You've been in this business for a long time.
Yeah, 15 of them.
15
books, yeah.
Wow. How many years have you been like
professionally? Well, that's actually 16 with
the one I gave you. Yeah, you just gave us a new one. We'll talk about it in a minute. But how many years is that? Like in actually professional writing?
A little over 10.
Really?
10 years.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very nice, man. So you picked it up later in life,
though. I did. Well,
it's never too late.
The stories are always there.
Yeah.
You know, it's just finding the time to sit down and write them.
Really? So you already had the stories in your mind?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And then one story leads to another story, leads to another story.
Right, right.
It's like a good lie, you know, is the more you tell it, the more it compounds itself.
That's true, right? I know. That's why they say don't lie, then you have to remember anything.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Tell the truth, you don't have to remember it.
Exactly. Yeah. Otherwise, you have to come up with so many lies, it's unbelievable, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm getting a text from my brother right now. The situation at home as my mom is dying is not very good. I would imagine some families do have problems when somebody's dying, right?
Yeah, we did.
Because it brings you all together, and people that don't get along suddenly have to be sitting there at the same place.
Well, everybody's got a different idea.
Right.
You know, no two kids, even siblings, are different. They're all different.
Right.
All my brothers and sisters, everybody's different.
Right.
You know, we're all from different mailmen. I swear to God, that's the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everybody's got their own idea and what their own feelings of what should be happening, and it's just like it's not always a good scenario.
Yeah.
It doesn't bring out the best in the families.
Right. Yeah. That's true. Well, we do not wish mourning or funerals on anybody. But you know, it does happen. Welcome to the show, Danny. Thank you for joining us this morning. We have Danny Victor in the studio as a special guest.
She's alive.
Yeah, the bathroom was packed, and there was two women in there taking dumps, so everyone was just standing
Oh, my
there.
God. Are you serious?
Thanks for sharing.
And now, because you know everyone shits on the fourth floor.
Right. So what happens actually this morning is we have four floors here. They're working on the third floors. Mm-hmm. To bathrooms to upgrade them. Okay, that's fine. So we've had to use the third floor, and now the third floor's bathroom is out of order, mm-hmm. So the ladies have to go to the second floor. I was going to actually text you and let you know, just stop at the second floor, but I was hoping Casey would tell you something, because he was telling everybody, but what are you going to say?
We got distracted in other conversations. He probably just didn't remember.
Yeah.
It's fine. No big deal.
You and your conversations, you know.
Yeah.
And then you walk here at 9:59.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You got to put those conversations
He's helping me with my car because my battery died last week and I haven't had a radio.
Right.
So I just finally got the code this morning.
Oh.
So I'm like, Casey, when I come back down, my car better be fixed. You're fixing it.
That's very nice. Mm-hmm. So you remember Jim?
Of course.
Jim is my good friend. Mm-hmm. He brought us a book also called That's All You Get, Jim Christina. Jim, what's this book? Tell us a little bit about this. Because it's not a fiction book or anything
well,
like
is,
your
it
other.
It is fiction. But it's music, it's music lyrics and some prose and poetry that I wrote since 1967 up to 1983.
Wow. But yeah, what I'm saying is it's not like a feature story or something, like
a novel.
Or
there's no story to it. In fact, each piece is its own story.
Right. Mm-hmm. Very nice. So this just came out?
Came out about a month ago.
Really? Now, if you guys are into poetry and songs, I mean, this thing's like full of stuff. And you said you've collected these over, what, 15 years?
Oh, no. Well, from 1967, I was a senior in high school. I started writing. And,
really?
Yeah.
Poetry?
And then, and songs.
Oh, wow.
And
I just discovered he plays the guitar, he sings, all that stuff.
And I did up through 1983, when I finally decided I had way too much stuff.
Right.
Kind of floating out there. I needed to put it all together. And so I put it together into a compendium, I suppose you call it. Uh-huh. And I just, because one of the songs in there is titled That's All You Get.
Right.
So that's, I figured, what a great title for a book. So that's what I titled That's All You Get.
Right.
Sounds good. I wanted to let people know that this is probably the last time we're going to see each other for a while.
Live on the air.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
I don't think
not,
so. It'd
not
be
live
last
on the air. I mean, like, where?
Well,
if
I mean,
you're in Idaho, how are we going to see each other?
You know what? You need to get out of California.
I do. I would love to come to Idaho and check it out.
There you go.
I'll do a road trip there next time.
There you go.
Yeah.
How long is that road trip?
10 hours.
Oh, no, I don't mean to drive there. I mean to fly there and then travel the state like I did with Oregon.
Yeah, I mean, I'm driving up the end of the month, and I'm with my dog.
Right, yeah. But you're going one way, you know. I mean, if you want to take a trip, it's 10 hours each way.
It's 20 hours. It's damn near a full day.
Yeah. Exactly. So you're killing 2 days at least.
And that's if you can get through a full 10 hours without stopping, which I don't think
I have my dog with me. I have to stop.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, but still, Jim has told me he doesn't stop very much.
I don't.
I stop every half hour, an hour.
I have a cast iron bladder. I do not have to stop and pee. Just don't have to.
Yeah. No. Wow. I just like to take breaks, but I salute you. That way you can get further quicker.
Well, my car's like your car. It's very comfortable to drive. I mean, you know, you put it on cruise and you got your seat adjusted your way and you got your tunes blasting.
It's fun, but
audiobooks or whatever you want to listen to.
Right, yeah. I can't listen to audiobooks and drive. It's
too distracting. No, it put me in fucking sleep, too.
I don't pay attention because, you know, music is different. Mm-hmm. Music is just in the background.
Yeah.
When they tell you a story or nonfiction, you have to actually listen.
Right.
And it's not the same as the radio. I mean, the radio, I can listen all day and actually connect with it. But I don't know, for some reason, audio, because it keeps going on, you know?
Well, there were times when I took trips during their show that I've been forced to listen to an audio book because I didn't have time to stop and read. So it was like, okay, what do I do here? You know, so I just get the audio book and read and listen to it on the way up.
Cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
It's all good.
So, yeah. So I'm sad. I'm a little emotional.
It's been coming for a while. But
yeah.
I'm going to terribly miss the station and being in the studio on Thursday night.
I know. And we're going to miss you a lot.
We're still going to be broadcasting, but it's just going to be from Star Idaho.
Right. Exactly. And let's hope that actually it happens and I come to visit you.
Right. And right now I know we're running the best of, so we're going to keep that going so we don't lose our slot and we don't lose our audience.
Yeah. Very good. I like that persistence that you have, you know?
Yep.
You got to be there.
I want to go another 10 years with my show.
Let's do it.
Why not?
Yeah, fuck it.
Go for it.
Speak it into existence. Exactly.
Car radio. If you guys have Sirius XM on your cars, right now, Sirius on Channel 70 has got a new station. It's called Yacht Rock Radio. Oh, my God. It's all the really good tunes from the 70s and 80s.
Really?
Really good stuff.
Wow. Not my cup of tea.
Not hers, no.
Well, no, because you aren't even from the 70s.
No. We sent it to Rapper Central.
Not really.
I don't know. What kind of music do you listen to?
Like when I'm cleaning, I'll do like country. What's up with the microphone?
I know something's going on.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's the headphones again. No,
I think it's the microphone.
No,
I can hear you just fine.
No, it's like annoying though.
Just mine.
No, it's a little better now.
Yeah,
yeah,
one,
it sounds
two.
Better now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird.
I know. Every time something, it's like always a ghost in that box.
Oh, so now we believe in ghosts over here?
Well, I believe in ghosts in the machine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's a whole different thing. Those are bugs and that sort of happen.
No, but I'll listen to like country or Frank Sinatra when I'm like cooking or cleaning. I only really listen to rap if I'm like getting ready to go out or like amped up.
You're listening to Frank Sinatra?
I love Frank Sinatra.
Are you serious?
Do you really?
Yeah. I put the Pandora station on like anytime I'm cooking or cleaning. Yeah. Wow. It's probably because my mom, I grew up with my mom. That's all she plays.
That's true.
I live in Pandora at home. Absolutely. I'm on my computer.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm writing, it's Pandora's always on.
Yeah. But I mean, I do Pandora when I'm trying to find new music to download on my Apple Music, because Apple Music is just like your library,
right?
It's music you already have or that you just downloaded. But sometimes I'll go to Pandora and I'll listen, because it's just I haven't listened in so long, so like once a month I'll do that.
I listen to Sinatra. I actually listen to Mantovani a lot too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm totally not into that kind of music.
Oh my god, I love it so much.
And country, not really my
cup
of tea.
Country sometimes.
Yeah.
Not all the time, but sometimes I'm in the mood for a good country mix.
But I '60s folk rock.
Yeah, but tell me something. That's interesting because you write westerns and things like that. You would think you'd be into country music.
I'm not into country music. I'm just not into it. Mm. I have a dog and never had a gold mine, but and God knows how many women have taken off on my life. So I mean, my life is a country song. So
right, so is mine.
So Danny, what's new with you? Anything exciting? The same.
Same.
Same old. Same old.
Yeah, I got shit faced during the day yesterday.
Really?
So it was useless at night.
I hate it when that happens.
I know. I was like, damn it.
And then you have to go home and nap, and then you wake up and you're not sure what.
Date it is, and then it's like, oh, I just wasted the whole night.
Fuck, I slept all night. Yeah. No, it isn't even night yet.
I know, I could never do that, It's like on Sunday when I can sleep in, I like to sleep in, and I'm like, let me just sleep and wake up naturally without a clock or anything, right? So what happens is I still wake up, I'm like, if it's past 11, I'm going to freak out.
Why?
Because half the day is like over for me. So I get up anyway. When I'm still tired.
Well, sleeping into me is like 4.
Yeah, I know.
4:30.
In the afternoon?
I wish I could do your hours,
man.
I get up early. So early. I
Even with, much before the sun comes up.
Oh, totally. Like 2 hours before the sun comes up.
So we're both up at night. It's just that I'm doing it in the beginning.
Well, I actually don't go to bed until around 10.
10 and get up at 3?
Get up at like 3 or 4, yeah.
Really? So that's enough sleep for you?
No,
No. So why do you get up so early?
Because I can nap. I'm retired.
That's true. So you nap during the day.
Yeah, I can. Me and my dog go take a nap. I say nap, and my dog Bella is like, reach me to the bedroom.
Yeah, dogs love naps.
My dog
love nap time.
Napping.
My dog Bruno back home, all he does is nap.
Oh my god,
he makes me want to nap. I'm like, shit. Okay, I guess it's nap time.
And she gets to snoring, and rolls over on the back.
Yeah.
And
yeah. I love dogs so much; they're great.
Yeah, no, it is cool, But I'm thinking, that I keep chasing those naps every day because. Because I don't sleep well because of the sleep apnea, which, by the way, next Thursday I'm getting my equipment.
Your CPAP machine?
My CPAP machine.
My brother has that.
Really?
What we call it his crap machine.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I went to bed at 8 o'clock last night.
You did?
Yeah, dude, I was out.
So were you fresh over?
No. I feel great this morning. Yeah. I woke up at like 6 and started cleaning out my closet and drawers. Well.
So you just got shit-faced yesterday, but you weren't tired from the alcohol.
No, I was tired from the alcohol.
Oh, you were?
So I went to bed at 8.
What did you drink? Did you get
tequila?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like 3 tequilas in. But me and my night.
Yeah. So it wasn't wine or anything.
No, because me and my friend went to... So I went to... I was dressed up because I went to go... Pretty Little Thing was having a launch for this new swim line. And I was like, okay, I'll go. So I went. And then I went to Earth Cafe by myself. And I was like, I feel weird kind of eating here by myself. So I called my gay best friend. And I was like, can you come meet me? And then we were sitting there. We're like... Why are we going to waste a day? Let's, go to the pool. So we went to the Mondrian Hotel and went to Sky Bar. And we just drank and drank and drank. But then we were soaking up the sun, too. So it just got us drunker quicker.
Oh, that makes it worse.
Yeah.
It makes it sleepy.
Yeah, so we got there at, 2 o'clock. And we didn't leave till 5:30. So we were in the sun for 3.5 hours. Right. And when I got home, I, cooked us dinner. And after he left, I was like, I'm exhausted. I have to go to bed. I'm going straight to bed.
Right.
So I woke up at like 12 and watched like 3 episodes of Criminal Minds and went back to bed. Because I was like wide awake at 12 because I went to bed at 8. It was like my body was taking a nap.
I'll tell you, one thing you never want to do is go to one of those swim up bars at a hotel. They have the where they have the pool and you swim up bar.
Right. That's what.
Because you're.
That's where you were, right?
No, they don't have that there. No. They have a bar at the pool, but you have to walk.
It's not a big enough pool.
But this is really cool because you swim up to the bar. You set down concrete. You sit on
Hawaii.
The thing, and you buy your booze.
Most resorts, yeah.
And we were in Cabo years ago. Well, I don't know how many years ago. 67, 68. Or 97, 98. And my brother-in-law and I were sitting there at the bar. We were drinking Bloody Marys, and then he bought me a shot of tequila. And then another one, and then another one, and then another one. And, like, all the time the sun is moving around, and now it's beating down on us from the backside.
Right.
And we're drinking tequila, and all of a sudden I just felt myself going, and I just slid off the bar stool, and just, like, into the water. And my brother-in-law grabs me by my hair and pulls me back up. Says, you can't do that. You'll drown. No more alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, I think you might have a drinking problem. But.
No, you know how much I drink. I drink probably. To be honest, I would say I don't know how much you drink, but probably a quarter of that.
Quarter of what?
Of how much you drink.
I don't drink that much.
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't drink much at all.
Usually on Saturday nights, sometimes during the week, like tonight. My real estate guy is going to be over. We're going to go over the stuff that we have to talk about, the disclosures in the house.
Right.
And that'll be a, you know, disclosure and bourbon night.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
You know, because we're all bourbon freaks around my house. So we all love Crown Royal.
Yeah, no, I don't really drink that much. But when I do, it doesn't take much.
Yeah.
I gave up overdoing it so many years ago because it just, like, you feel so shitty.
Yeah.
And the next day, I feel like when I drink and I get to the point where I'm hungover for a week straight. And it's just not enjoyable for me. Like, I went out on Sunday and I knew when to stop myself.
Yeah.
Like, I went to a day party and it was 94 degrees out. So I knew the sun was going to be beating on me plus drinking. I had one tequila and 2 glasses of champagne and I felt tipsy. And I was like, okay, I think I'm going to stop here. Right. So then we all went to, like, the club. And all of them are getting fucked up, and I refused to drink at the club because I was like, if I have a drink here, I'm going to be done for the rest of the week, basically.
Right.
And I was, like, standing outside waiting for an Uber to pick me up, and I was watching all these drunk bitches walk out the club, and I was like, how did you get to this point? I never want to look like that ever again. I'm sure I have before.
Yeah.
I never, ever want to look like that ever again, though.
Yeah.
Horrible. Like, there was some girl that was, like, literally the security had to, like, carry her down the stairs. I'm like, where are your friends at?
Yeah.
Who allows you to get that fucked up?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, but I heard, so one
and
of my...
people, and you know, and they're in public. I mean, for fuck's sake, if you want to get really shit-faced, don't leave the house.
Well, this is
that way you don't drive, you don't get killed, and you don't kill someone else.
I'm no, but people like to go out and get fucked up because it's like a vibe, you know?
That's what I'm saying. It's not the driving so much as you just look like a fool to people you don't even know.
Yeah.
You know? And something could happen to you... You know, what, do you trust your life with other people that you don't know?
Right.
If you pass out or something?
I will tell you, one of the most embarrassing moments of my life was on a bottle of gin. I was in Japan, in Sapporo, Japan, at this club called The Joy, a dance club.
Uh-huh.
And you bring your own alcohol, and then you buy the mixers or whatever you want.
Oh, okay.
And it's like just tons of Japanese girls in there, but there's also a bunch of... American. Yeah.
Do you have the address for that place?
Teachers. Well, it's downtown Sapporo. I couldn't tell you where.
No, I'm kidding. But I want to see all those Japanese girls.
One night, me and my friend Michael Music were there, and we just got so hammered. And we went back to the train station to go back to where we were stationed, and I wound up getting so sick. And the Japanese toilets are on the floor.
Yeah.
And it's
communal. That's right. It's like...
It's communal. So it's men, like women, doesn't matter. And so here I am curled around this Benjo on the floor, just getting sicker than shit. And all these Japanese people are coming in, stepping over me and laughing, pointing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
can
not
you
your
imagine like
moment.
Having to crouch to fucking think
so,
of
I mean, no, I don't.
That taught me a major lesson in life.
Yeah.
Not on my bucket list of things to do.
I know.
But no, my homeboy was telling me that he knows dudes that go to places like the one I was at Sunday and they'll buy bottles and they know that females just go to whoever
has
whatever
the
guy
the
has
bottle
the bottle
the
yet. But they'll stick shit in the bottles.
Really?
Because they want the bitches at their section to be fucked up.
Yeah.
Because it's easier to fuck them.
Right.
I'm like, so as soon as I got there, I saw like my girls drinking, my girl
like
made
the date drugs and shit?
Oh, like, no, they'll put like Molly.
What's Molly?
Like the purest form of drunk? Ecstasy. No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So my girl like poured me like 3 shots at the table. I was like, was that bottle open or closed? She's like, open. I was like, I'm not fucking touching that.
Wow.
I'll be sober. I left and I was sober and I went home. Wiped my makeup off, went to bed, felt great the next day. Well, I know all y'all are probably miserable.
Yeah. Wow, do you believe they do that, too?
No, I'd never heard of that. Well, I know that they slip stuff into drinks. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but...
The bottles. Yeah, the bottles.
Wow, in the bottle.
You know, but who does that? An asshole does.
Yeah.
But everybody's an asshole.
Well, that's true.
I mean, that's a rapist, though. It's a rapist state of mind.
Well, no, it's not because it's not a date drug, but it is a rapey kind of thing. Like, you want a bitch to take Molly because they get more horny on it and you think they're going to suck your dick.
Right, and they don't tell them. I mean, when you drug someone and you don't tell them, that's
illegal.
A fucking felony.
Yeah, it's not okay. Yeah. I agree with you. It's not okay.
It's like taping somebody and not telling them.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happened to me one time.
Uh-huh.
I had never pressed charges. I wish I did because I was like dumb at the time. But like one of my exes filmed me like sucking his dick and like sent it in a mass email to like everybody.
Wow.
I was like.
And you know that picture's still out there.
She doesn't care.
No, she doesn't care. No,
yeah,
but,
she doesn't really care.
It's a story time for YouTube. Well, this one time. You just got to be like, okay, I made mistakes. You know, it is what it is. I didn't know he was filming me, though. But you could tell I was super fucked up in the video. Like, my eyes were like eyeliner smudged. Like, it's just not okay.
Yeah. Oh, well. Any plans for 4th of July? Danny, what are you doing for 4 days?
I have no idea.
4 full days of free time.
I know.
I have every day's free time.
Yeah, that's true. But you've learned to fill them up with stuff.
Well, I write still. You know, I don't have to read so much right now, but I still do stuff. I mean, it's,
Yeah, that's true. You have time to read, though.
Yeah,
that's,
I read.
That's the thing about us readers, you know, is that we actually welcome free time. To just, you know, sit back and relax. But it's like, then I get tired of that because I'm kind of restless, you know. So I can't sit for too long and read or watch a movie or anything. And so what happens is I constantly like in motion, but I don't have anywhere to go. I mean, how much do you have to do? I don't have many friends, you know. I barely have any friends. I don't have a woman. I don't have anything.
Sorry, Sam.
You know? You feel for me? I have a dying mother.
Like my daughter,
you know.
I don't have any friends.
What else can I do? A crazy brother.
I mean, well, you know, we all have crazy relatives. I told you that earlier. We all have crazy relatives.
Yeah, everybody.
Danny, you wouldn't believe the fight we've had, like with my brother from China.
Oh, really?
Every time he comes here, he causes trouble. And so now my other brother just texted me while we are on the air, call me as soon as you can. So I don't know what the hell. I'm sure if my mother died, they would just have called, but it was just a quick text. So
no, I don't think he would have texted you. I think he probably would have called you 100 times in a row.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Like if that happened, I would be calling immediately, like 911.
So. Right.
Or I would have texted 911. Like,
we don't call 911. There's a nurse there.
No, I'm saying I would have texted 911 to whoever in my family.
It's an emergency call.
Like, call me.
I'm sure he probably just wants to tell you, is there any way we can get this brother back in China
tomorrow? Like, get him the fuck out of here.
Don't you feel like because you guys are about to experience death that would make you put closer? The bullshit aside?
We would
like,
think, right?
We discussed that already.
But when it's like, a piece of shit kind of person, that's what happens. And we keep looking at each other and we're going, how did our family end up with somebody like that? He's so different from us. He's always angry and bitter.
Every family has an asshole.
Yeah, right?
Every single one.
I'm probably the asshole of mine, but like I'm a nice asshole.
But you're not. You're not an asshole.
I'm difficult though.
You're a nice person.
And, yeah, I know.
You know? And that's what I'm saying. He's not. He's not a nice person.
Damn.
He's very socially awkward, and ever since he got married, now he's like militant toward the family. And I mean, you know what he's arguing and fighting about? About photo albums that someone may or may not have thrown out because he had left them 15 years ago at my mom's house. And then when we sold it, you know, there was junk there, so people threw it away. My aunt, my other brother said, go ahead, just get rid of it.
Dump it.
Yeah, I never thought about it because they brought so many photo albums from there. He says we filled a suitcase.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's complicated. Well, not really. But But the hell with that. I just try to give you some background as to why there's problems, you know. And then also he lives so far away. My brother and I take care of my mom here when my dad was alive. And you know what he says now? So now he wants her to go quickly. And you know what? We all do. But he's like already thinking of like, take the oxygen off because, you know. And we're like, what? Are you going to kill her? What the fuck? She's not like a vegetable, you know? She's still, yeah. She doesn't respond, but she's aware of what's going on.
Oh, she's in fact, not speaking anymore?
No, barely. No, that's just really like, sad. No.
Yeah, maybe. That's really awful.
Right?
Yeah.
So look, he's right. We don't want to look at her like that. I mean, we don't want to see her like that because right. We all feel the same way, but you got to let it take its course. Mm-hmm. And the nurse says, look, mm-hmm. we're not here to speed up their death. We're here to make it comfortable for them. You
that's
know?
Awful.
Yeah. Mm. So, it's pretty emotional, you know. But we'll see. It'll be a whole thing. You'll see me with a beard again. Well, you know, I had a beard exactly when she started. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I remember.
You knew me first with a beard. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I sure did.
You've gone through days. Several looks since I've known you.
Yeah, look, he's also referring to my hair color.
I didn't say that.
Okay, but I know what you mean. I don't
cares?
Know. And nobody liked it except me. I liked it, but now that I look at pictures,
you know what? You're one of the guys that gets away with gray hair.
I guess I don't.
Just
know.
Just leave it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think gray hair in guys is a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like even.
But
like,
when you try to get younger experience. Women, you want to look. Younger. Oh,
the last two guys I hooked up with both had gray hair.
Why do you want a younger woman? What does that mean? It makes no sense.
I don't. I don't mean like in her 20s or maybe not even in her 30s, but early 40s.
Early 40s. How many of them do you think have gray hair and color it?
Yeah, I just noticed gray hair in my ponytail yesterday. I was like, this is absurd.
Oh no! Oh no! No!
I was hoping it would be white because when I'm older, I want an all white right. look. Like, I would rock the shit out of an all-white
really?
Look. I don't want
crazy.
A gray look.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like I told Jerry. I said, you know, the women have the long hair that's salt and pepper.
Right.
It's really attractive to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't mind that look either.
Oh,
as long
goes,
as it doesn't look straggly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, as long as it's not straggly.
No,
I think
no.
women look good with the gray hair, too.
Yeah. It's a great look. It's, you know, for a certain look.
Yeah.
Certain people have to
I
like.
Don't see that. So, there you go.
I don't know if I'll be able to get away with that when I'm older, but... You know, we'll
you'll
see.
Try.
Yeah, we'll try it out. We'll see how it goes.
You'll have plenty of time to try it out. You know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can do yours one at a time.
Yeah. Like I have only like two or three in my ponytail, and I was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, and you're in your 30s. Come on, relax. I got my first gray hair when I was probably 18 or something.
Oh, mine was 19. Well, mine was 16.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Very interesting. Oh well, you know, nobody wants to feel old.
Nope.
And as you climb up in the years, you realize that you're getting old.
Yep.
You know? I mean...
It's inevitable. It has to happen. Everybody's going to get
it old. It does, you know? And I wish we could just kind of go before we get old, you know?
But, well, you know, what the deal about getting old is you get so much smarter.
That's true.
You know, you know
wiser.
So much more
right.
than you did when you were 25.
Right. And you're wiser, too, about
Absolutely.
Life, you know?
Yeah, no.
A lot of wisdom.
We have Danny
but
over
so
here.
Does she. I mean, she's got wisdom.
But she's Hollywood wise. I mean,
right,
she knows to cut her way through the bullshit in this
no,
town.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. But sometimes still
in
I
your
get
circle,
caught up in it.
In your circle, you know how to behave. But remember that you still haven't gotten married. You haven't had kids. You don't know what divorce is like. You don't know what
I
any
won't
of this
ever
shit.
Know what divorce is like because I'm never going to get married.
Childbearing.
I'm
know.
A little scared for that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, yeah, I kind of want like two kids at least, but like I almost want someone else to carry them for me.
Yeah. Why don't you do this? Why don't you just rent them?
Yeah. No.
Oh, rent to own.
But everyone's like the great thing about pregnancy is going through it. So if I have someone else go through it for me, I feel like it'll just be different for me.
Well, you know, the great thing about it is it's not over in 9 months.
Yeah.
Then you have 18 years. You got to deal with the little shithead.
I know.
Exactly.
I know.
And if you,
more
if you,
than that.
Well,
more
yeah.
Than
well, yeah. I mean, there you never stop dealing with them.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, mine's. I have a 47.
Your old son.
Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Friday. He's 47. I'm still dealing with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like my dad's going to be dealing with me forever. Same with my mom. That's no, like, it's like, true, hi, mom. You know? Like, when I'm 38.
Not,
like,
not in a bad way.
Yeah.
Just, you know, you still talk to me. They still call you for advice.
Yeah.
At least he doesn't call for money anymore. So.
Yeah.
That's good. At what point did that happen?
Oh, well, that the First National Bank of Dad closed officially in, I think, 1994.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Or no, wow. 2005.
2005. So he still, he's had plenty of time to discover his abilities.
Yeah, but you know, eventually they figured it out, and they figure out how to make things work without having a panic attack and calling dad.
Right.
You know, it's not like I would refuse to help him ever, because I never have refused him.
Right.
But it's just like, you know, don't just automatically call me.
Right.
Figure it out. And then if you can't figure it out, then call me and we'll figure it out. You know, yeah. I'm just not going to arbitrarily send money. I just don't do that.
Exactly. You know, because it really, it spoils them to the point that's why they keep doing it.
Well, sure. And when you finally close the bank on them, they go, oh, you know. But then all of a sudden they figure, oh, I can figure this out by
right.
myself.
Yeah. So close the bank, give them the book, Who Moved My Cheese, and move on.
There
you know?
You know. Yeah.
Oh, God.
They keep coming back for more when they know they're going to get it. And then what we do is we create kids or adults that can't deal with, like, I don't have money and I don't want to work.
That was me a few months ago. My dad paid my rent like 6 times.
Yeah.
And then in November this year, he was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's hard.
I think I would have drawn the line at paying rent, but I did pay to have car repairs done.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, if it weren't for my dad and my sister, I would have had to go home.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll pay them back once I get my shit together.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
One of these years.
Eventually, and I'll do, because I remember when I got arrested, my bail, when I was like 18, my bail was $700 exactly. My dad just sold his rims on his Mercedes. So he had literally just $700 cash.
Oh, good.
So he bailed me out, but I was super broke at the time. And I was like, Dad, I promise when I have the money, I'll pay you back. Obviously, he's looking at me like, you're never paying me back.
Exactly. And that's like, money that's gone.
Yeah.
So did you?
Yeah. So 2 Christmases after that, I was like bartending and making a shit ton. So
nice.
I'm like, I'm the best Christmas giver when I have money. Like, I do creative gifts. I don't just like go out and get gifts that don't have meaning. So I got everyone, funny. Including my dad, a bunch of shit, but my like 5 or 6 gifts each. Like, we were balling back the day. And I remember my dad, everyone knew that I was paying him back except for him. So the last gift for him was just an envelope. And then it was a Bank of America envelope with the $700 cash.
Wow.
He actually cried.
Yeah.
Because it was years later. He was like, I never thought you were going to pay me back. I go, I promised I would. And
wow,
I promised my dad.
I would have to.
I promised my sister and my dad I'd pay him back once I get my shit together. Yeah. And that's like thousands of dollars.
And you got to remember that, you know, you don't forget people that help you.
Exactly, yeah.
That's what I don't get with my fucked up brother, man, because the other brother has done so much for him. I mean, let him stay at his Israeli house, the house in Israel, for almost 2 years. No rent. That's just one of the things, you know?
I wish I had relatives like that.
Exactly,
that
right? So he's coming and he's blaming him for throwing away some pictures. Well, fuck you, okay? I'm saying that officially here on the air.
I think you guys need to, like, talk about it, though.
Well, there was an explosion already. And there will be probably more.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, but
that's why my brother
just texted
me.
Let the bombs go off and then move on.
I know, that's what I wanted, but he's not letting go.
Okay, yo, our mom's dying. It's going to be just us now.
No, I know.
So, like, get the fuck over yourself.
Right, and he's mad at me, and I did nothing to him.
Well, do you know what?
So was it my mom.
Somebody dying exacerbates all the problems you have in the family.
That's true.
Just makes them all worse. And nobody wants to learn how to shut up.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that they know, and everybody's talking, and nobody knows what's going on.
And nobody's listening.
And nobody listens to anybody.
Right.
You know, it's when you get just a full case of open mouth and cert foot.
Right.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm no different. I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm just idiot.
That's
walks
funny.
The earth.
Yeah. Danny, did I tell you about the woman I connected with on the app, and then she wrote to me? She says, it's...
What app are we talking about now?
About Hinge. So
I'm literally on Hinge as we speak, reading these ridiculous messages. Like, someone just said, how are you, baby? I'm like, I don't even fucking know you for you to call me that. So you just literally lost any chance of me even communicating with you.
Wow. So she just channeled it to me, because why did suddenly I bring up Hinge? But let me tell you why, as you're looking at it, you know? But no, let
it's
me
not
tell
loading.
You. So it's an app where you see women or men, and they have a few of their pictures and a few things that they write, right? And then you can like any of the pictures or any of the things they write. So I guess I liked one of her pictures. So she writes back. She says, thank you for liking my picture. I noticed that you are conservative, and I'm the total opposite of the I'm the total opposite. So it probably won't work. So I told her, I said, thank you for your honesty. I totally agree. And all the best.
My mom does that.
Yeah.
My mom will ask someone their political views, and right. if they say something that she doesn't agree with, are they like Trump?
No,
she's
absolutely.
Like, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to waste your time.
Absolutely.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
I feel like I could date someone with different political
views.
I'm like, just don't
has
speak.
Right
in.
No, but
opinion.
That's the point is that, you
but
know,
but they
if
just don't
want to
waste their time.
You got to be tolerant. Yeah. That's the whole point, is be tolerant of people that have different opinions. But you know that if somebody wrote you that this is going to be a problem with her.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe not with all women,
well,
but
the
with
ones,
her.
The ones that really have an issue are the Trumpers. But you can't even call them conservatives. They're just crazy people.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, totally.
No, I mean, I think the... no, so you're saying conservatives don't listen?
No. No, conservatives.
But I say that leftists don't.
Conservatives are not the Trump party. Conservatives are their own people.
Right.
That you can be a Republican. You can be a conservative Democrat.
And there's never Trumpers on the Republican side, too.
Well, yes, but the Trumpers are not conservatives. They're just crazy.
Right.
I mean, you know, everything the man says, they, you know, put in stone.
But it doesn't mean, look, the thing is he can say a lot of things. But he does things that I like. He makes America strong to other people. I mean, look, he just brought the fucking North Korean to his knees.
No, he didn't.
He did.
No, he didn't.
Okay.
No. He stepped across a concrete pillar.
It's okay, man. It's
stepped into North Korea and then stepped right back.
That's okay, man. That's okay.
And that
nobody's done that before.
Nothing. That, you know, signifies nothing.
Okay.
I totally zone out when it comes to Trump. I'm so uninterested.
Okay,
let's
not go to politics.
I just watch him and I laugh.
Yeah. Listen, he was definitely not even in the top 10 of my choices, but he's the only one that represents the conservatives, so I have to go with him. But the thing is also that I like some of the things he does. I mean, and I'm not going to go into the details. I'm just saying in general that some of his moves I support. Not all of them.
That is your right.
Not all of them. Exactly. You know, just like I just figured, you know what? I'm on a team, and we got a really bad quarterback. Or an unpopular quarterback, you know? But I'm not going to, like, jump from the team because the quarterback is not somebody that I like, you know?
I would. What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Jump.
Anyway.
For Christ's sake, jump.
I know. No. So, the voice you're hearing is Jim Christina. Jim, do you have one that's short that you want to read to us real quick?
Sure.
Okay, find like a really short one so you don't lose us. Okay, because our attention span is not very long, you know. But one that you like that takes only a couple minutes or something.
This is called "The Quill of the Master."
Okay,
this is about I'll tell you. Sitting in this stuffy room at the apex of his stairs, his attic giving solace away from people's stares. He scratches on his parchment with ancient eagle quill. He's writing now of sorrow, of living out your fill. He's written some of loneliness, of fear forevermore. The beating heart within his chest pushes quill to parchment's lore. The master quill's now of innocence, of riches, and of greed. He's writing now of loneliness and sorrow that can breed. His parchment slipping from his lap and flutters to the floor. His ancient age prohibits him from reaching out for more. His eyes sparkle knowingly of things long gone by, of olden days and golden days and new ones by and by. The master pulls the key from hiding in the pocket of his vest. He slowly rises, shuffling to the door that's facing west. Opening it slowly, at window at his eye, he witnesses nature in a sunset, a bird and a monarch flitting by. Tell me, O man, how long you have lived to have such amazing ways. I'm 20 years shy a century, and my best years I count in days.
Wow. So that's you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it's
no,
you.
No, it's not me.
No?
No.
Because you talked about, I don't know, there's some things you talked about that, yeah. I don't know, I'm not good with poetry. You know that? I got to admit.
That actually is strictly a poem, too.
I know. I'm not good with them because it's expressions. There's a lot of metaphors and, mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, similes and it, you know, this, yeah. it's. But I mean, there's some prose that I've written years and years gone by that have just. I mean, it's just thought process. It's
right.
Just, it's just free writing.
And you know what, poetry. It's just like anything else. You have to understand what you're listening
right.
to. You have to know how to listen to it.
Right, and poetry doesn't always have to rhyme.
Right, exactly.
No, most of it doesn't. You know? There's so many people now that just make books on Amazon that are like literally 4 sentences poems, and they're making like millions of dollars. Yeah. People love that shit.
I will recite you one that I wrote in 1967 as a senior in high school in my English class.
Right.
And this particular piece I wrote at the back of my English notebook. And when I got I turned my notebook in because we had to do exercises. When I turned it in, I got it back, and I got an A+ on this particular piece. The notebook, I got an A. I got an A+ on the piece.
Right.
And he said, the note was, gee, I wish all of your work was this good. Mm. But the piece is just says 4 lines.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what this classroom means to me, existence and depression spree, to sit in here almost asleep and try to look awake.
I like that.
It's like me in every class, too.
Yeah, right? Wow.
I happen to have my English class. It was right after PE.
Yeah.
So it was like,
Energy to boredom.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. I've been sitting here behind my English book, snoring.
Yeah. Yep. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
But wow. Yeah, yeah. So, let's see. So, Stranger Things. Do you watch that at all?
No.
Yes. Is it coming
you
back?
You do?
Is it coming back?
Let's see. It looks like it, yeah. It's under the article, See What's Streaming in July. There's a picture of it, so let me take a look. I'll tell you right.
Yeah, I've absolutely watched the first 2 seasons of that.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I only watched the first couple of episodes, and then it kind of lost me, you know, when it started getting weird.
Well, it was weird to start with. I mean,
well, the
aliens.
First couple of... Well, but the first couple... is it about aliens?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, dude.
You see, because I never... As soon as it started getting weird, I'm like, I'm not watching
yeah.
this anymore.
Yeah.
When... Actually, in the beginning, when that main character, she was bald and she came into the picture and everything, and they brought her home, and that's where I stopped because they started going to the woods or something.
She's got this power,
right?
That she can stop things and she can do things with this power.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah,
but every time she uses it, she loses a little.
Yeah.
It's really quite well done, and if it's something that you know you think you can sit through the 4th episode,
right.
just to make sure that you keep going,
that's true.
It because it's really a lot of fun to watch.
Really,
yeah, it's really good.
Oh, I'm gonna catch it then. I'm gonna try and see, because so many people are talking about it, you know, and I like aliens.
Haven't watched it. I'm too many seasons behind.
Yeah, there's some streaming things.
So what?
That are on
so you
now.
Binge on it?
No, there's too many. I'm like so behind on everything.
Yeah,
I'm into the new HBO show Euphoria. Yeah. About drugs. So good.
Now they've got the Queen of the South is streaming the first 3 seasons on.
I started watching that, but I couldn't finish.
Who's
it.
That's
that
another
about?
One you have to really watch. You
yeah,
have to get into.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and I get too distracted sometimes. Like,
that's so. Yeah. There's Alice Braga. And,
it's about drug dealers.
It's about,
but like, she's the queen.
She's
pen.
A
yeah.
cocaine queen.
Yeah.
Well, she's not yet.
There's so many stories that are the same, though. You know. And besides that, commitment to watching all the episodes is too much for me. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
I go. I mean, my Jerry and I sat and watched 2 seasons of that, like in 1 weekend.
Really?
Yeah, we totally
binged. Oh, my God.
And now the new season, they're not letting you binge. There's only one show on a week, you know, and you
really?
Go, no!
They're slowing you down.
Yeah.
Wow.
But The Handmaid's Tale is really cool. It's a good flick.
It's amazing how much TV there is these days, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's never been so many series and things like that, you know, and obviously not, you could never binge on them either.
No.
But there are so many TV shows.
Well, you can't binge on anything that's on, like, basic cable, though.
No, or right. network.
Yeah, like, no. How to Get Away with Murder.
Right.
Like, you got to watch at that time or, like, the day
well,
after.
Well, actually, you can binge it if it's on, like, Netflix.
Yeah, but then it's like, I'm like, if you're on the current season,
exactly.
You can't. Yeah. You can binge watch old seasons, but just not what's out now.
Right.
That's basically for people that haven't watched the series yet. And they're like, let me check this show. And then all of a sudden they're like addicted. That happened with me. I remember when Netflix first came out, I binge watched one season with Gabby for 11 straight hours on Thanksgiving. We didn't help mom in the kitchen, nothing. of the show Revenge. And then we were ready for season two when it came out. But I was like, we watched that shit in 11 hours.
Wow. There are some shows on Amazon that we watch without missing, and it's Harry Bosch is one.
Uh-huh. Is that good?
Yes, extremely good.
Really?
Another one is Jack Ryan, who is he's
yeah.
Yeah, he's
Tom Clancy.
Yeah, yeah, Tom Clancy.
Right.
There's a couple of series that are on that are very well done, and I will sit and binge them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I had that kind of patience, really.
And actually, IFC has a series on starring Hank Azaria that's called Brockmire. And he's a baseball announcer. His name is Jim Brockmire.
Uh-huh.
And he's a total alcoholic. And it's funnier than hell. And it's a half-hour show. And season three just ended.
Right.
And I was able to go on demand and like binge the entire third season in like two mornings.
Yeah. Half an hour is actually a good idea. Maybe I should find shows that are half an hour long, not an hour.
Well, maybe.
I mean, I don't mind an hour long show, to be honest
yeah,
with you.
I know you don't because yeah. you can sit through a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been watching The Social Network for a week now.
Yeah, I mean, that's
every,
crazy.
Every night about 15 minutes and then I go move
what
on.
Is the point of watching something for 15 minutes, honestly?
It's like I'm binging on short episodes.
Oh, yeah. Terrible.
Kind of.
Yeah. In fact, since we had all these showings, these open houses at my house, Jerry right. and I have been going to the movies.
Right.
Oh yeah,
we've seen like the new Secret Life of Pets.
I want to see that.
It's not as openly funny as the first one.
See, I didn't think didn't think the first one was as good as everybody. Like it's not one of my favorites.
Then we saw Rocket Man.
Yeah, I did see that.
Oh,
did you like it?
Great movie.
It was,
thanks.
It was kind of forgettable. I mean, people don't talk about it anymore, but. It was nice. I liked the actor.
It was a good flick.
From Kingsman, you know, and he played him pretty good.
He did.
And the
he
music.
Did a good job. And
but she's not into the music, so she didn't go to see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's
but,
not my thing, no.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you went to see something
fan.
Like Annabelle, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's, yeah, I want to see Us now.
Us?
I hated it.
You didn't like it?
I hated it.
Really?
I thought it was horrible.
Huh.
Well, like horrible.
Emphasize those H's.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Yeah.
Horrible.
And I loved his first film, Get Out. I actually just rented that on Redbox, and I had to watch it twice, and I still was like, what the fuck did I just watch?
Right.
Like, there was like yeah. literally no, like in Get Out, he had like an underlining meaning that like white and black culture still have this racism between them, and although white people sometimes hate black people, they strive to be like black people sometimes, which I think sometimes is true. Whatever. People can argue that it's not, but he had like meaning to the story.
Yeah.
This
you,
movie
you're
had,
not touching the microphone.
No,
the, okay.
The Go ahead. The this movie had absolutely no meaning, and if it did, couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Is that the one with the
doppelgangers?
Doppelgangers. Wow. All right, well, we're at the top of the show, bottom of the show, however you want to say it.
The end of the show.
Jim Christina, thank you so much for joining us.
It's
I'm
going to
miss you, man. I'll miss
doing my introductions.
You know what we'll do is let's be in touch.
Of course.
Phone, text, email, something.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah. I miss doing my J. Michael Michael opening on my show.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, Danny never heard that.
No.
My J. Michael Michael opening. Hey, this is J. Michael Michael for LA Talk Radio. And if you're like me and you love talk radio, but you can't find any good talk radio in AM, then how about this? How about you go to LA Talk Radio? See, they're .com, and they've got everything from talk to music to sports to talk. So right now, now's your favorite show, Sam in the Morning with Danny, and it's starting right now.
There you go.
You got a good opener voice.
And people, if you want to listen to Writer's Block, when do they tune in?
Thursday, 7 o'clock. Right now we're doing the best of, and we'll be back live probably the first part of September.
Yeah, as soon as you settle in
yep.
Idaho.
Yep.
Sounds great to me. Jim, thank you again for everything.
My pleasure, Sam.
Okay, for being a good friend, too. Danny, thank you.
Thank you.
For always tolerating me and my friends. And... tomorrow's the day before 4th of July,
that's
so
right.
We'll be here.
It'll be July 3rd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what
4th
it'll
of
be.
July Eve.
Yeah. Yeah. Legit.
Take care, buddy. See you
tomorrow. Ooh.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.